Ervin Pergdalad Mishnah Zion. Misha Babadech Vachashkalo. If a person is on the way and it's starting to get dark before Shabbos, Vayamaker Ilan Oigoder. And he recognizes a tree or a fence, and the Rav explains that he's able to get there before it's dark, but he's exhausted, and he wants to just stay where he is now. Va'amar Shvisasi Tachtav Lo Amar Klum. And he says that he wants to make his Shvisa underneath the tree or the fence, so it means nothing. The case the Rav explains is Dafka, where under the tree there is more than 8 amos, and because there's more than 8 amos, we don't know which side, which Dalet amos, he's really setting as his Makom Shvisa, and therefore, he doesn't have that. Now, why does he not have where he's staying now? We see that even on a Suffolk Erev, you at least have 2,000 amos, like in the case where he said Chamar Gomel in the previous Mishnah. So why does this guy now have nothing? Lo Amar Klum means that he only has Dalet amos. He doesn't even have where he stands now. He loses that too. So Taisis Yanta brings the Re, because over here, he's showing that he doesn't even want where he is now, because he wants to be by under the tree, and that doesn't work, so he's left in no man's land. He doesn't want where he is now, and he doesn't get under the tree, because there's no specific place under the tree. Therefore, all he's left with is Dalet amos. But the Rav points out, if there's less than 8 amos, let's say there's 7 amos underneath the tree, so there's for sure one ama that regardless is going to be overlapped with both sides, there, that would be a Makom Shvisa, and he would have 2,000 amos from that one ama. Which is an interesting thing anyway, because he's supposed to have Dalet amos, but yet, since he had a specific Makom, even if it's a tiny Makom, that's enough to at least say that that's what he's designating as his Shvisa. Mishnah continues, Shvisasi Bikaro. However, if he says, not underneath the tree, but at the ikar of the tree, at the base of the tree, Mahalach Mimakom Raglov Vad Ikaro Alpaim Amo, that works. Let's say Shabbos commences. He's now able to go from where he is to this tree or the fence or whatever it is that is less than 2,000 amos. So let's just call it exactly 2,000 amos. And then from the tree until his house, another 2,000 amos. Nimtza, the Mishnah says, Mahalach Meshech Hashecha Arbas Alofim Amah. It can come out that he ends up walking 4,000 amos because his main Shvisa was the base of the tree or the fence, and from that base, you can technically go 2,000 amos in every direction. So he was standing, let's say, 2,000 amos to the east of this tree, so he walks 2,000 amos to the tree, and now he continues 2,000 amos to the west, which happens to be his house, and that's okay. And here we're going to see, everybody holds that in such a situation, a person could be shavas with his regel, with his legs, or even his intentions, as long as he's able to get to the place before Shabbos where he wants to be Kona Shvisa, so you can designate something even though you're not there, even though you're not even physically using an Erev, a physical Erev, like food.